You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
For today's second date update, Nicole is on the phone, and apparently she paid for everything on her first date. Ooh. And now she's not getting a call back. So I guess my question to you, Nicole, is, are you calling because you want another date with this dude, or is this more of like a bill collector type situation? We're just going to hit him up for money.
Well, I really want the second date, actually.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see if we can get you another date. If not, we'll figure out how to garnish his wages. So we're cool.
Yeah.
We got you covered. Tell us a little bit about the guy. What's his name?
His name is Andy.
Andy, all right. And what did you do with Andy?
Well, we met on a dating app, and mm-hmm. he seemed really, really cute and, like, funny and stuff on his profile.
Okay.
And we decided to meet at a restaurant.
Oh, it sounds very novel so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
But they were just, like, from the get-go, he didn't open the door for me. In fact, it was, like, a little bit awkward because, you know, I was like, oh, do you want me to get the door for you? And he was like, what? And so, like, okay. I opened the door for him, and I was like, welcome inside. And it was, like, super awkward.
So, wait, did he seem clueless about the door opening, or was it something where he was kind of taking a stand?
At the time, he seemed like he didn't really know that he was supposed to do that. And
okay.
It's not like I mind opening the door.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Okay, but you would have preferred that he opened the door for you?
I mean, yeah, I would have preferred him open the door for me.
It's a polite thing to do.
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of forgot about it at the time, but I was really excited to learn about him and see what his interests were. So at first I didn't, like, really mind, but he didn't really ask me any questions about me.
Hey, Nicole, I hate to stop you, but you want to call this guy for another date, right?
That's exactly
yeah.
what I'm thinking.
He's kind of like a jerk.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
No, he's super hot, Nicole. Is that what it is? He's super hot and you don't care. I'm being honest. Like, is that where you're at?
Okay, yeah, I mean, he's really hot. He is.
Okay.
But I think he's just a little rough around the edges, you know? And I think if he were with somebody who was really genuinely into him, he could, like, soften up a bit.
Oh, no.
Oh, nice. So you're hoping to change his edges, make him a little softer.
You take on a project and change the guy that you want to date.
That'll work.
I know how that sounds. I know that sounds good. But I mean, people change all the time, you know, and like who you hang out with. Sort
you know what, Nicole? You tell yourself anything you need to tell yourself to convince yourself that this is going to work out well.
No, I promise it's not as bad as it sounds. I'm serious.
Okay.
So what was the highlight of the date? Since so far, I feel like we've heard a lot of lowlights.
Well, when he started talking about fantasy sports, that was something that I had no idea really what that was.
Wait, you're not into it?
Why is he even talking about that?
I mean, I thought it was kind of cool. You know, I didn't know that it wasn't like a real team or you know, like you just pick and choose.
Okay. From the description of your date so far, what? I'm imagining you not even really talking about fantasy sports. He's just checking his fantasy scores while you're talking to him.
I think he was on his phone like maybe once. That was it. Which I mean, okay. You know?
Okay.
I'm just glad that he didn't like drink very much and he says he's a non-smoker and I don't think he gambles. I'm glad he's not that.
Okay. That's good. So there's some positives.
Yeah, you know, we get married tomorrow. It's fine.
And so you said that you paid. What happened when the bill came? How did that work?
You know, I think maybe I just jumped the gun because I was a little bit nervous and the bill came. And I was like, oh, I don't mind paying if you want to go half. Or I was a little bit, like, forthcoming about it. But he did pay the tip.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, cool. And okay. Tipped about 10% on the bill, probably?
I don't know. I just assumed he, like, gave a really good tip. I don't know.
So wait. I do think it's totally fine for a woman to pay.
Of course.
Especially if the woman is the one who asked him out. Are you the one that initiated it on the dating app?
No.
Okay. Ooh. So right. Now I think that's not good, Nicole.
I mean, it was really refreshing. Like, I felt a little bit liberating. I also felt a bit broker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So was that all you guys did, go out to dinner, or did you do more?
No, that's all we did. We went out to dinner, and then he said that he had to take off. I think he had an early morning.
Really? What? Come
Nicole,
on, dude.
I'm sorry. Okay.
He didn't do anything right.
Listen, he didn't hold doors open. He didn't ask any questions about you. He talked about fantasy football that you're not even into the whole time. And then when you asked to split the tab, he picked up the tip. Like, when you hear that back, do you realize that maybe your standards aren't high enough?
It's a red flag.
Well, I know it sounds bad, but the truth is he is really confident and bright. And the only problem we have right now is that he's not texting me back. It's been about a week, and he hasn't texted me back.
Whoa.
Okay, well, and he sounds like a really communicative guy, so that's weird for him, I'm sure.
I mean, I'm sure he's really busy, you know, mm-hmm. But before he was texting me a bunch.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then see if we can get him on the phone and get your second date update, okay?
Yay! Thank you.
All right. We'll do it next. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Nicole is on the phone, and she wants to call a dude named Andy. And Andy can really only be described as a modern-day gentleman. A knight in shining armor.
Really?
They went out for dinner and Andy didn't open a single door, didn't even ask her any questions, and just talked about his fantasy football team the whole time. And at the end of the lovely evening, he made her pay the bill, but he did offer to leave the tip for the server.
Nice guy.
Yes, Andy sounds like an amazing date, and we're all not sure why Nicole wants to call him back, really, but we're about to do it either way. Nicole, are you ready to give Andy a call?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's give him a call.
Okay.
Have you told this story to any of your girlfriends?
Yes. I just don't feel like people really understand, like, the good parts.
Okay,
really.
So they had the same advice we did, like, maybe just let this one go.
Well, yeah.
All right.
But they don't understand. They weren't there, Nicole. They didn't get to see the look on his face when he was ignoring you to talk about his fantasy football, you know?
You guys don't get it. I can change him. I really can. If we just, like, had some time together and communicated what was needed.
Famous last words.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone, okay?
Awesome. I'm excited.
Me too. Can't wait to talk to Andy and see if I can feel exactly what you feel about him, because I'm still not getting it, Nicole.
You'll get it. Trust me.
Okay. You say so.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andy?
Yes, this is him.
Andy, what's up, dude? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
All right. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling you today because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to the show.
The show meaning what now? I don't understand.
The radio show, Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the one that you're currently on.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm getting ready for work right now. I can't do this right now.
Okay, well, if you just give us a few minutes, just to like a minute of your time, I promise.
Fine, but I don't have a lot of time.
Okay. Well, I'll get to straight to the point then, okay? You went out on a date the other day with somebody named Nicole, and she emailed us because she says you're not texting her back anymore, and she wants to know why.
Yeah, well, not all first dates in the world need another date, you know?
Whoa!
Can I go? Is that okay?
Well, can you give us just like another second? We want to know why.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, some dates don't need another one in the world, right? Like I said. That's all okay. Really it is.
Whoa.
But that's not really like an explanation of why. Can you just tell us why? I know you got to go.
I mean, you know, I'll tell you, completely honest, I wasn't physically attracted to her off the bat.
Oh.
Okay, wait, hold on. Because the way she described your date, like, that's fine, that happens. But it sounds like you were, like, kind of rude to her, man, on the date.
I mean, yeah, I was.
Why would you be rude to her?
What?
I mean, yeah, you're not attracted to her. Maybe you don't want another date. Whatever. That happens. We get it. But, like, why would you be rude to her?
I don't know, man. She looks totally different on Tinder, you know? You get one of those profiles and it's like, oh, she's beautiful. But then you see her in person and you're like, no, I can't do this. She looked exactly like my sister. Okay.
What?
Wait, so now, hold on. I mean, I'm glad you're not attracted to your sister, but like.
Yeah. We've had second dates where people have been like, dude, it was awesome. She looked like my sister. So it's good to hear that you're kind of
what?
Not going that way with it. But
yeah, weird show.
Why be rude, though? Why not just sit there and at least have a good time?
Look, I don't want to waste anybody's time. I don't want to go on a date with somebody who looks like my sibling.
I don't know, man. That just still feels kind of weird, like that you would like make her pay and everything.
Look, I tried everything to turn her off. I talked about my fantasy football all the time. I thought I could go on for like a half an hour about fantasy football and she wouldn't want to like talk to me anymore. You know?
Oh, so you were purposely doing those things.
Hell yeah, I did that. And after the meal, I belched this just huge belch and she thought that was cute.
She didn't tell us about that part.
No, and we get out to the parking lot, and we're standing there in the parking lot, and I'm like, I parked in a handicap spot for like 2 hours, and she thought
what?
That was funny. She didn't think that that was like a jerk thing to do.
No.
So I mean, at this point, like, are you? I mean, I'm almost even questioning her.
I am. I'm like, is there anything that can turn you off? You know, I like, can I literally say I'm on work relief right now? I have to go back to prison tomorrow, and she'll think that's cute.
That is sexy. I like him. He's committed to his job. I mean, he has to be, but whatever.
Yeah, so I don't even know what's up with this chick. I'm just happy that I don't have to talk with her again. That's all that really matters to me. So,
okay. Well, you kind of do because she's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
You're joking.
Nope, not at all. Nicole, you there?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Andy.
There's Nicole.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's okay.
How are you laughing, Nicole?
What? It's okay?
Nicole, you're the most positive person I think we've ever had on this show.
Well, no, I mean, I appreciate the honesty.
You appreciate it?
Oh, Jesus.
I do. I mean, now I understand why the thing with the door and why the fantasy sports and everything. Like, I knew you weren't a really, you know, disrespectful person. I knew that there was probably a reason behind it. I thought maybe, I don't know, your hand was hurt or you were, you know, low on money or something. And I know, like, when you belch, sometimes it just means that you like the food. So I was like, I don't know. I'll just, you know, like, not a lot of people are very genuine. I mean, I can see why you would do that.
What?
Look, I'm not good at rejecting people in their faces. So this is, like, the second best thing that I can think about. You know?
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very good at rejecting people either. I get it, so...
How are you?
Wait,
you're
what?
Just like, I am so glad we talked that out. You were a jerk to me on your first date because you didn't think I was attractive. Thank you.
Well, no. He didn't say that he didn't think I was attractive. He said that he wasn't attracted to me because I reminded him of his sister.
It's a good point.
Yeah, you kind of do, and that kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Well, I mean, that's better than the other way around, you know?
Yeah, but it doesn't change the fact that you look like my sister.
No, yeah, I mean, you know? I totally get it. I totally get it, and I'm glad to know now.
Wait,
Nicole,
I mean, he hasn't even apologized for his rude behavior. Like, at least, Andy, can you give her, like, some apology, man?
You know what? You're right. I'm so sorry. Nicole, I am so sorry that I didn't reject you right away. That was the right thing to do.
What?
That's the right thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
You guys, what about human decency in dating. I mean, Nicole, get mad.
No, I mean, why would I get mad when he's actually, you know, telling me the truth? Most guys don't do that, you know. At least he's not lying to, like, get in my pants or anything.
But there's a way to deliver the truth, Nicole, that doesn't end up with, like, you footing the whole bill when you ask to split the bill. Like, without him being rude and parking in handicapped parking lots. Like, you can be honest and still be respectful of people.
Excuse me, I paid the tip.
Oh my God.
He did pay the tip, and I didn't mind paying for the dinner. And I mean, I thought you were cute and fun, so it was well worth it to me.
All right.
Oh my God.
Nicole, you're the most understanding person ever.
I have been told that.
But you do look like Andy's sister. That is a problem, I guess.
Yeah.
But I still have to ask Andy. Andy, would you like to go out with Nicole on another date? We'll pay for it.
Oh, man. I have a really hard time saying no. Clearly, I have an extremely difficult time saying no, so I guess I'll reluctantly say yeah, sure, why not?
Say yes!
Wait, what? You're going to go out with her again? I thought you weren't attracted to her.
Look, I'm really bad at rejecting people to their faces, so yeah, I'll take the date. We can go out as friends. You guys pay for it. That's great.
Oh, my God!
Nicole!
So a friend date. Nicole, are you still down to go out with Andy?
Yeah, I want to.
Oh, of Nicole. Course.
There you go.
Nicole, you're turning yourself into a doormat.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, I can see how you'd see it that way, but I see it differently. You know, you hear about people starting off as friends all the time, and then it, you know, blossoms into something more.
Hey,
you just
right?
don't know.
Nope. Not happening. We're going out as friends. What? Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you're a great friend, too. I mean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Oh, my God.
Well, Nicole, congratulations. You got a second date. And Andy, congratulations on getting a second date with your sister. That's exciting.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 says, that second date update is so sad. I feel like I'm listening to my 22-year-old self before I watched He's Just Not That Into You.
Yeah.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, Nicole wanted to call a dude named Andy. Oh. Andy was kind of a jerk on the date.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. And Andy was a jerk because he didn't want to go out with her. But she still thought she could change him.
Oh, my God.
And make Andy like her.
This
Can we just establish, no one ever changes, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, and if they do, it has nothing to do with you. It has to come from within. Mm-hmm. They have to want to change.
Yep.
Realize something.
And if you're causing somebody else to change, they might change a little bit for a little while, and then they get very angry that you're not allowing them to be themselves.
Yeah. It doesn't work,
so,
guys.
Yeah, it's usually pretty bad. And then also you tell someone to change, and then you're like, you've changed. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, you wanted me to change.
Well, this is so common because I know girls that like jerks, and I don't think it's a reverse psychology thing. Guys are honestly pretty blunt, pretty, like, they'll ignore you, they'll tell you, hey, no thanks, and some chicks love that. It's
no,
like a
it's just
thing.
Because they're a doormat, and they don't have the self-esteem to realize that they're better than that.
Or,
because they're treating themselves that way.
It goes both ways.
Or they're in love.
No.
And they know that if that person would just change their behavior a little bit, they could be together forever.
Yeah.
They did decide to go out again, but Andy said not romantically. We can go out as friends, and she's like, okay. But in her mind, she's like, we'll go out one more time as friends.
Yeah, we'll have a couple drinks.
And he's going to realize that he loves me. And they're going to make a movie about this one day, a Hollywood movie based on this romance.
And then she's going to be single at 45 and be like, I don't know what happened.
I don't know why I keep finding bad dudes.
I don't get it.
I attract the wrong men. Yeah.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Move at 92.5.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.